Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program our friend from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension offices, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
I am, and I hope you are, too.
I am indeed. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Carmen. Of course, this July has been incredibly hot. We have had a bit of a change lately, but with hot temperatures, and we've had them, and we'll have some more, there are some important things to keep in mind, among those, keeping your body hydrated, right?
You are so right. We have had a really hot summer, so I thought it would be fun for maybe us to talk about how to beat the heat.
I think that's a great idea. What would be your first suggestion?
So drinking water, as you say, we need to keep our bodies hydrated, but water isn't the only way to beat the heat. We can also stay hydrated by eating foods that have a high water content.
And
the best part of a lot of those foods can be grown locally.
And available, if not in your own garden, at the farmer's market, right?
That is so true. So we have a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables in our area. So let's look at some fruits that can help you add high water content to our diet.
Sounds great, yeah.
So in North Carolina, some of the things that we have available to us right now, watermelon. Mm-hmm. We actually had strawberries grown locally still this month, which is amazing. Yeah. That is the longest that we've had strawberries, I think, ever.
Yeah.
But strawberries are another option. Cantaloupe, blueberries, things that we can find at the grocery store that are not local would be oranges, pineapple. Pears might be one of those things that could be local or not. Yeah. So just think about all those beautiful fresh fruits and how they're wet, they're liquidy, so they provide some actual moisture to our bodies, so that's great.
I would not say no to any of those. All sound delicious. So that's the fruits. Carmen, how about the vegetables?
So vegetables, some things that we are getting in North Carolina right now, cucumbers, tomatoes, yellow squash, zucchini. I actually picked all those things from my garden this week, along with some peppers, lettuce, carrots, maybe not quite so much in my garden anyway, but those are things that we can purchase. And we are so fortunate. We do have lots of access to fruits and vegetables at our grocery stores and local markets.
We really
do. One thing to think about, it really doesn't have to be fresh. It can be frozen.
Sure. Yeah.
It can be canned. Mm-hmm. All those fruits and vegetables just have a lot of good nutritional benefits, no matter what form we find them in.
Carmen Long is our guest on Extension Today, and we're talking about ways to stay hydrated, not just drinking water, but with fruits and vegetables. And you know what, Carmen, when you list them all like that, we stop and think about, man, we really do have a lot of great choices right here close to home.
And they're so delicious.
Yes, absolutely. So those are great ways to do it. But there's also you can stay hydrated with other things too, right? Not just the fruits and vegetables and the water, but there are other choices.
So when we think about, I think a lot of us are more thirsty when it's hot and trying to come up with something creative to drink that's still healthy for us. So one of the things that we can do is to infuse our water with fresh fruits and vegetables. It's amazing how we've done this a lot with kids. They love cucumber water, and that's something that I probably would not have thought that they would have liked, but just slicing some fresh cucumbers after we've washed those really well, and that is one thing we will highlight. With fruits and vegetables, they're grown in the dirt. They're dirty, so we need to make sure we wash our hands and we scrub those fruits and vegetables really well before we use them. But we can put vegetables in water. We can also put fruit in our water, and fruit-infused water is delicious. Strawberries make delicious fruit-infused water. If you still like that little bit of fizz, you can take fruit juice, but just put a lot of ice in it and then add a little sparkling water to it. And it makes a nice fizzy option for those folks who really enjoy soft drinks. Sometimes that little bit of sparkliness just makes water a little more enticing.
And what's neat about it too, Carmen, is the things you're talking about, not expensive things to do.
They are not. They are very inexpensive ways to stay hydrated. And for people who qualify for SNAP benefits,
yes,
these things would all be allowed to be purchased with their SNAP benefits. So we don't have to spend a lot of money. Actually, all those drink options are going to be a lot less expensive than soft drinks.
Yes.
Taste great and be a whole lot better for us.
Give us a little info about the SNAP program. It's always important to make sure people know benefits that are available.
So if you need some food assistance, North Carolina Cooperative Extension has the More in My Basket program.
Mm-hmm.
And folks are available there to answer questions Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. You can call toll-free at 1-855-240-1451.
Mm-hmm.
Or visit their website at morefood. They can actually, morefood.org.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually help you fill out the paperwork. And there are a lot of people who do qualify for food assistance that might not even realize that they do.
Carmen Long, I think we talked maybe at the beginning of summer, right before, about some distribution of free fans in the region. Would you happen to have any of those still remaining, or are they all been spoken for?
We do have 5 fans still available, and we would love for those to go to a home that's hot.
Yeah.
So if you know an individual who's over 60 or who's over 18 and has a disability that has problems with their air conditioner,
mm-hmm,
just their homes are hotter than what are comfortable. You know, a lot of people want to turn their air conditioners to a higher setting just to save a little bit of money on their electric bill,
yeah,
and a fan might help circulate the air and make it seem cooler in there. So
sure,
we have fans that we were able to through the Piedmont Triad Area Agency on Aging,
mm-hmm,
gave us a little mini grant to purchase fans.
Great.
And we are so appreciative that we've been able to distribute those to families who need that little bit of extra coolness on these hot days.
So still a handful of those left. How would they get in touch with you for that?
So they would need to contact the Extension office in Surry County at 336-401-8025 before they would come to make sure we still have fans available.
Sure.
But you just come and pick one of those up if you are a Surry County resident, are at least 60 years old, or are 18 and older with a disability.
Terrific.
So we hope that those would leave our office and help someone out.
Yes, that's what they're for. So there you go. I know you can be reached at that number you just mentioned, but also Allegheny County, that phone number. Carmen?
It's 336-372-5597.
Carmen Long with the Allegheny and Surry County Cooperative Extension Service. Great info again today. A refreshing program, as it were. So,
thank you, Danny.
Thank you for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
You as well.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surry, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.